I want to go back to this idea of not taking action. In fact, I'm thinking of one of my coaching members. We're on a call, and she was like, "Well, I don't make these calls because I'm afraid to make these calls." It's like, "Okay, well, what are you afraid of?" "Well, I'm afraid that they won't think well of me, or they'll kick me out, or whatever." Okay, and all right, well, why are you afraid of that? Why does that bother you if they kick you out? "Well, because then they won't refer business to me." And I was like, "Well, why are you afraid of that?" "Well, because then I won't have any business, and I won't have as much business." And okay, why are you afraid of that? So it came all the way down to not being able to feed her family, you know, the fear behind the fear behind the fear behind. Because if you drill down, you know, that's what coaching is all about, is drilling down to that. And she realized right there on that call that she was like, "Wow, I'm afraid that if I don't make this call, that I won't be able to feed my family because I'll be rejected." When she saw the truth of the matter, and I said, if I were you, I would be saying to myself, if I don't make this call, you know, because I don't have a chance if I don't make the call. If I don't make this call, then I may not be able to feed my family. So because of fear, because of the voices in our head, we've been conditioned by what people have said and those kinds of things, we don't take action. And you said that we need confidence to take action. What do you mean by confidence?
I was thinking as you were talking, I said, "Wow, that little girl, that person, she's only there because she thinks this is going to feed her family. And if she fails, she can't feed her family. Therefore, I'm doing this because someone told me this is a way to do it. And this is, maybe I should do this." It's like, why are you doing it? You know, what's the purpose? What's your real purpose of doing this? And if there's no purpose, they won't be afraid. If there's a purpose, there's no fear. There's no fear at all.
That's very good.
So we all go back to purpose. See, I'm not afraid to speak. I'm not afraid to go try to put a movie together. I'm not afraid to ask an investor to invest in the movie. I'm not afraid to ask these things because I believe what I have will make a difference and will change people's lives. That to me is worth it. And that to me is a good investment when you can change people's lives and their thinking and behavior. That's how you're going to go after all this. You just can't go through, "I have a business, I'm going to clean your carpet, or I'm going to build you a house." I've been through that. But the best house builder is the one who really cares. It's not how much you know. It's how much you care. And that client feels that. And when they feel it, boy, they open up, and all of a sudden you're doing what you want to do. You're both being creative and you're building your home and the home of your dream. Now, your home doesn't have to be a home. I'm talking about the environment you live in. Your family, your friends, your work, that's your home. It all comes together.
So tying purpose to the work that you do. So having that purpose gives you confidence because you know why you're doing a certain
thing.
There's
a reason why you're doing it. Some people do it for money. Okay, they have the talent to make money. They got the talent to market.
You're very inspirational. How can I be a more inspirational person if I'm a business owner out there? I'm not very motivational. I'm not inspirational. How can I inspire
people? Well, that's
people?
Not true. I think you inspire people, but just by being the person you are. That's what inspires people. See, that's the thing. You don't have to jump around and rah, rah. You're already, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you believe in it, you're passionate, you're the inspiration because you're working through the struggle. Mm-hmm. You're embracing the struggle. You're making it happen. That's what's awesome about it. Talk about change for a minute. Think about
how important change is.
And change is important. You really have to change. You've got to be willing to change. I mean, even if you're doing something good, that means you can do something better. Just like we're doing now, we're changing right now because we know we can get better. Mm-hmm. So we got to change our information. We got to do it differently. We got to talk to each other differently. Maybe that's what we need to do. And when we do that, spirit comes out, passion comes out, emotions comes alive. And that's what it's about. Instead of trying to be something we're not, let's be what we really are. We change because, and our passions change because I was willing to be open to change. I was willing to accept criticism. I was willing to do the right things. I was willing to ignore the temptations and say, I'm not going in there because I know I would make a bad choice. So I stayed away from that. That's what I'm talking about. Get around people with good business ethics and good people who really want to do right. Hey, you might have to work a little harder. That's okay. And things do differently. That's okay. Not everybody can have what you have, but everybody could do what you do. And that's the difference.
So what kind of changes did you have to make in yourself in pursuing this dream of making a movie?
I had to deal with a lot of doubt. I had to deal with, why are they doing this? So I never thought about the reality of what was happening. If I thought about the reality, I would have shut down because this isn't really happening. Mm. They're not really making a movie. Why are they doing this? Because that thinking just doesn't happen. But if you think about this, it's absolutely awesome. What message are we talking about today? What are we going to create today? Who needs something today to make this a better feel? All those type of things came into the picture. Instead of focusing on, look what it's going to do for me, I focused on how can we make a difference today and what message are we creating today? That's what got exciting. And you get around those creative people and boy, it got exciting. I remember John Favreau, his first day on set, never left set. He stuck around and stuck around, stuck around. Even when his scenes were over, he stuck around. He was doing all kinds of things on set. Number one, he's always around the director, always asking questions, always around the producers, around the set decorator, around the wardrobe guy. He was all over. Cameraman, just soaking up information. He had a dream. He wanted to go to Hollywood and direct. He wanted to go to Hollywood and act. The only way he could do that, he's had an opportunity to learn on the job. Why should I go home? I can never learn if I go home. So I'm right here. I'm going to learn. And he did. And he soaked it up. He just finished directing his second Iron Man movie. Big success. Because he knew what he wanted. He was very clear. And he knew there was a price to pay. Vince Vaughn was no different. His first movie was Rudy. He wanted to act. But he had to play the football guy in the movie. So he was willing, but he changed. John Favreau said this, in order for me to be successful as an actor, director, writer, I got to be willing to change. And that's the secret.
Why do you think people are afraid to change?
Self-esteem. All goes back to that. All goes back to self-worth. Ask them permission. You don't need permission to be successful. You already have it. I always say that. You already have it. It takes a little more time to figure out what you really want, what you have to do. And sometimes you got to do things first before you do that, if that makes sense. For an example, why didn't you make the movie right after Notre Dame? Well, I had to find out more about me. And I had to work insurance to find out why I needed this message. All these different elements I had to do in order to find out more about the purpose. Once I was clear about the purpose, then everything happened. I wanted it, but I didn't really was not clear on the purpose. What was your purpose, Rudy? Well, man, I'll tell you, if I can give someone hope, same way I got it, through other people, and I can share that with people, that's my purpose. Just to give people hope that don't you quit. It's possible. If the impossible is there, it's possible to you. If it's possible for you, that means you can do it. If you see what you have to do, and don't worry about how long or why, you're going to make it. Just do it and be willing to embrace the struggle and understand that that struggle will teach you and your character will come forward. You're not going to learn character through struggle. Your character will show up. And that's the difference because you already have it by making that choice to do it. So all these things you find out more and more about yourself, and maybe it wasn't a movie. Maybe it was something else.
Right,
you don't
right.
know that until
right.
you go for that. So that's why I say it's always cool to go at something that you want to do. That's the difference. Be the person you want to be.
Which is one of your insights from your book.
Correct. I think that's a big one, and that's a hard one to me.
Why is that a hard one?
Because we get stuck on doing things we don't want to do, and we do things that we have to do in order to survive. We're always in a survival mode. Survive. Got to make a living. Got to put food on the table. Because we overextend, we overspend, we don't save for our vision. we get caught up in the quick fix American dream. There's no quick fix. It's about planning and execution and saving.
When you say be the person that you want to be, you mean be the person you want to be emotionally, habitually, career-wise, all of the above?
All of the above makes sense. Yeah, because they all fall in line.
You didn't want to be an insurance salesman. You didn't want to be a business owner. You wanted to be a guy who gets a message out there through the medium of a movie.
What's the most powerful source? Theatrically. People, Hollywood. You go to Broadway. You go to a symphony, music. You go to a concert. Move people.
Mm-hmm.
Or spirits.
Yeah, one of the things that we teach is I read a book some years ago when I first started speaking and consulting and everything, and it's called The Experience Economy. And the subtitle of it is Work is Theater and Every Business is a Stage. And so the whole idea is to create a sort of theater production that every step is choreographed, the scripts, the costume, everything, because you can truly manage how people are going to feel when they receive that service. And everybody ought to do that. Every small business owner, every professional that evaluate how you do every single thing that you do, because there is going to be a feeling associated with that.
I always say there's no such thing as an overachiever. By that I mean, when you follow your passion instead of the dollar, people say, wow, he overachieved. No, that's what I wanted. That's when I know and knew what I can do, when you follow your passion. See, your passion takes care of all that. That's why I get excited. I know there's many times in my life things look hopeless. They really did. But when you reach for your faith, like I say, things become different. You know, it's a spiritual connection that kicks in. And you know, nothing else really matters but your faith. And because I believe God will take care of all of us if we think right and do right. Mm-hmm. There's opportunities that we have in front of us that we don't recognize because of our goofy thinking.
You know, one of the things that you just said, what you just said is a value system. Mm-hmm. It's a value that you have that gives you strength and confidence.
I think it's that moral compass you have to follow. You have to follow that moral compass, and a lot of us don't. So I think your personal goals, it's how you can apply your true feeling, and you will receive that passion by you moving forward.
So you get confidence and you get passion, you get energy by taking
passion
steps.
Comes through excitement. You get excited and then you get passion. You get a belief level. And when your passion kicks in, man, it's awesome. You become a different person. You walk different. You talk different. There's people that just don't come in your life anymore. It's different types of people that come into your life. So when you think about it and you want to make a difference, you might want to do this. You might want to really dig deep. And start, I call, and I hear about meditation. Really take time out for yourself and meditate and just cleanse yourself of all the thoughts. And you find out how good thoughts will drive you to what you really want to do. So I learned all that stuff, and I know I'm speaking from experience and wisdom, but at the same time, I also learn from other people. And when you learn from other people, you see, wow, they are so good at what they do. I really get excited about them. Mm-hmm. And that inspires you. I've been to many, many different, I saw a good speaker once, I got excited. Or I saw a good singer once, I got inspired. I said, wow, they are so passionate. So the passion, you got to follow that. Mm-hmm. And that's what drives you. That's the fuel, by the way. That's what keeps you going.
By being around inspirational people, inspirational environment, inspirational information, that by intentionally putting myself in that position, I'm going to train myself to change my thinking.
You're taking control of your life is what you're doing. You're literally taking control of your life, and everybody around you is taking control. Then you're not going to be afraid to fail because you know it's okay because of that when you have that control. And the control comes from, I'm going to change. I will change. And that's where the fear goes away. So you're not afraid to fail anymore. So if you fail, you pick yourself up, you learn from that, and you go at it again and again. And that's why you need that support system. That's why you need a good coach, good person to let you know that's okay. You'll be all right. I know we failed here, but we got to work a little harder, work a little different. That's all. So that becomes, and again, I know we talked about anger, using it in a positive way. And sometimes you got to use that anger and use it in a positive direction to get you there. So know how powerful anger is. You don't do anything till you get mad anyhow. So when you get mad, use it in a positive way. Instead of ordering an ice cream, go do a push-up. Do a sit-up. It makes a big difference.
Give me an example of being angry about something.
Well, you get angry about anything. You get angry about a phone call. You get angry about a situation you expected to go right, didn't go right. Or you can get angry about a call you made or whatever. You get disappointed. It turns into anger. It turns into anger because there's many reasons. So you got to learn to take that disappointment. Don't let it go to that level either.
So how do I turn that into a positive result?
Oh, you turn it just by changing your thoughts. So, you know, that's okay. I'll get the next one. Or, well, you know, they're upset. Maybe they don't understand. I'll go at it a different way. Whatever you have to do in order to adjust your thinking, that's what you have to do. Like I had to walk away from my friend. If I would have kept sitting there, I would have gotten mad about Angelo. I would mm-hmm. never want to go find mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. But because I walked away, that dissipated. That went away. And my anger turned into something positive because what did I see? The mailman smiling. So that's why I say the good Lord puts people in your life when you have positive energy. That's the difference. So you can take that anger, turn it into a positive goal. And you seek that out because you're willing to do that. You're willing to move forward and not be a stick in the mud, I call it, or say, have a pity party, or say, I knew this would never happen for me. Why did I do this? That's using anger in a negative way. So saying that, visualize everything you want. Visualization is so important. I know you have. I have, everybody have visualized where they want to be. I used to visualize myself playing at Notre Dame, but reality, I wasn't there yet. Reality was I had to go to practice. Reality was I was going to get hit. Reality was they're not going to put me on that dress list. That doesn't mean I'm not going to play. I can still dream. No one's stopping me from that. Because you keep that dream alive, it keeps your hope alive. When you have hope alive, you keep your commitment alive. So that's what that means. So don't believe what you hear sometimes either from people, because a guy says, well, this coach never plays walk-ons, or this coach don't believe in older guys. If I would have listened to that, I would never play.
Those people never refer anybody.
And not only that, they already quit. So why do you want to hang around a quitter?
This customer is a price shopper.
Well, that's good. He needs more information. And maybe a price shopper, you need to take care of that person. Maybe you got to build value. Value is important to that person.
This employee never does this, that, or the other thing.
That's because they're not motivated to do this, thus, and the other thing. It's because how he feels. So what do you feel good about? Make him do what he feels good about. Let him do it. And encourage him and recognize him on that. Maybe he'll take another step to the next level. You don't know that. What's making him stick there? How come you not clean the truck, maybe? You never clean your truck. Why would you say that to him? That's already negative. Just know how that person will respond. Maybe it's about creating a situation where they get excited, a contest. Maybe it's creating some type of something they want. In order to get what you want, you have to do this. Maybe that's what it is. So always got to be creative. So you learn that just by having those relationships and communication. Because if you're going to find out about someone, don't go to the coach. Go to the trainer. Because the kids tell the trainer everything in football. They know everything you need to know because they feel good around that trainer because they have a relationship. That's the difference.